runs everything.
All right, so recorder is on. I will now call for a motion. That's not it. Open session. Welcome back at this time. We are back in the open session. This time is used for the committee to deliberate. No member of the public can speak unless directly called upon. We will vote on the violations individually, whether to substantiate or dismiss. We will also be assessing a severity level to each violation based on a 1-4 scale, and being the least severe and 4 being the most severe. I thought we were just doing the one.
So one violation. Regarding, and then you're reporting violations.
Oh, one violation that covers all those.
Correct.
Yeah. Gotcha. So the issue is failing to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors and possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to R43301.01. So given those five initial allegations of the adverse condition of the roof, failed to report the one window contained plexiglass, failed to report that one window was boarded, failed to report that the sub-panel was located in the garage, and failed to report on the need to fireproof the garage, are the five allegations. And you want to vote on each one of those?
No, just the one. Failing to conduct.
All right. So do I have a motion for the violation of failing to conduct the home inspection in accordance with the standards?
I move that we substantiate that accusation, Craig Gullier.
I second the motion, Keith Smith.
Any further discussion on this matter?
You have to read off
all of them.
The ones you found. So everything in the allegation.
Okay.
In addition to, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. So, in addition to the five initial allegations, the deficiencies that the committee substantiated are. Number one, the no inspection agreement. The one-page limitation doesn't meet the standards. The respondent reported non-applicable for columns when porch and railings appeared to be present. That was substantiated. The entry door was not specifically reported on. That was substantiated. All windows in the report were marked serviceable when one was boarded up and a second was one contained plexiglass, substantiated. The report mentioned a flat roof that is serviceable, no mention of the pitch portion. That was substantiated by the fact that there were photos showing the pitched roof. Method used to observe roof not mentioned, substantiated. Failed to mention fire separation walls and ceilings. That was misreported, substantiated. No report on the trim and its condition, substantiated. Vegetation marked non-applicable, yet the photos show vegetation in contact with the structure. That was substantiated. And the last one that was substantiated was that the attic ventilation marked unable to verify.
And this is based on the checklist, the 84 item BTR checklist.
Correct, and the assessor filled out and sent back.
Mm-hmm. Do you want us to go around each individual?
Yes, let me ask each person if they substantiate or not the allegation of failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards, and I'll also ask you then your severity rating at that time. So, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Do you substantiate the allegation?
I do.
And severity?
4.
Mr. Collier?
I substantiate the allegations as they've been read into the record, and I certainly think that there were some serious shortcomings in this report and in the inspection process. Found it certainly resulted or is resulting in some at least financial burden to the client here. So I'll give this a 4.
All right, Joe, do you substantiate or unsubstantiate this allegation?
Substantiate the allegations, and I'll give it a number 4 in severity.
Okay. Let me make sure I get to the right thing. Attorney no ledger responded. Okay, now we get to the point of any recommendations that you might have for the respondent. Now, previously in the executive session, it was brought up that a software upgrade was needed, training possibly, peer reviews for the respondent. Is there any other ideas?
Do we need to state that again here? I recommend it for the record. This is Keith Smith. Education reporting software upgrade or review, peer review, and I think that's all that I can recommend.
Craig Gullier, I'm going to just second what everyone said there as far as what's going on, and I'd also obviously recommend that he respond to the board.
And Joe,
the first step.
Joe, any recommendations from you?
I have no positive recommendations. After reading this, my thought was his license should be suspended until he can prove to the board that he can actually conduct an inspection to the standards of practice. It's so negligent. But I guess that's not an option. Or is it?
Up to the board.
Yeah.
Ask Scott. He's the expert. Yeah.
Well, if the board would not really be able to do a summary suspension in a situation like this. The suspension would either come as a result of a negotiated settlement or following a hearing.
Okay, then I'm all for more education and report software updates and all the nice things you guys said.
Peer review, yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to offer a scholarship to Keith's school.
Yeah. a free pass. All right, this time I will now request a motion to close the public meeting.
Move to close the public meeting. Craig Gullier.
And I'll second that. Keith Smith.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, for all your time and help.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it helps when they don't show up.
Thank you guys for all you do.